You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to... All right, let's try it again. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the West Plains Civic Center. We've got Lady Scissor Basketball tonight. Lady Scissors will take on the Pop Bolivar Lady Liberators. And the ball game tonight going to be brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Direction of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mounds of Grove, and Thayer, are the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, J&J Recovering Towing of West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Scissor Zone of West Plains, and Toyota of West Plains. Also, our boosters for the game tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains is there, and Bless Your Heart Boutique in West Plains and Alton. The Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains pregame show, and just bear with me, folks, because the old nasal, the old sinus problem tonight, so bear with us, and we'll try to get through this ball game tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in 2 minutes and talk some Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy where they are focused on your health.
Save big during the Christmas sale at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Save $500 to $1,000 on all in-stock grasshopper mowers. Get the Steel BG 56 CE handheld gas blower for just $159.99 and the Steel MS250 chainsaw for only $299.99. Curbside delivery is available, and you can see all their specials on Facebook. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the West Plains Civic Center. And it is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. And just a note for you before we get started, the West Plains boys lost to Joplin in the Carthage tournament tonight, 64-36, so the Scissor boys will play tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the loser's bracket against Leavenworth, Kansas. So that game is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We should have that game for you on the radio, and that's hoping that we have a voice. Hopefully we'll have a voice by the end of this ball game, or let's just say I hope it holds with us for the whole ball game. So, coming up, we're getting ready to have our national anthem. Then we'll do the starting lineups, and we'll have more basketball action for you. It's the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy where they are focused on your health.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Hot summer days weaken your car's battery. When temperatures drop, your vehicle requires more power to start, causing a weak battery to fail without warning. Don't risk getting stranded. Bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service and have your battery tested. Also have your tire pressure checked. They can lose pressure when temperatures drop. Speaking of tires, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains Civic Center. Right now, Coach Scott Womack has given Mackenzie Brunson, the senior, basketball for scoring her 1,000th point up at the Fairgrove Tournament. And the ball signed by everybody on the team. So now we're getting ready for your starting lineup. The Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. All right. Bear with me, folks. We're going to try to get through this tonight. And Bolivar's starting lineup to start tonight off. Ashton Lynn, a 5'6 senior, will be the first one out. McKinley Hedges, a 5'6 junior, is the next one out. Trinity Williamson, a 5'11 senior. Here comes Kara Larimore, 5'8 senior for Bolivar. And Dalen Van Deren, a 5'11 sophomore, rounds out the starting lineup for the Bolivar Lady Liberators, coached by Coach Ben Glasgow and assisted by Stacey Wells and Laura LaSalle. And now then, for your home team, the West Plains Lady Zizzers. By the way, Bolivar comes in at 4-1 on the season. Lady Zizzers come in at 5-0 on the season. So here comes Georgia Osborne, a 5'6 sophomore for the Lady Zizzers. Mackenzie Brunson, the 5'7 senior. Ashton Judd is the 5'11 junior. Drew Harris is a 5'8 sophomore for Lady Scissors. And last but not least, Alyssa Joyner, the 6-foot freshman for Coach Scott Womack. And he's assisted by Cass Johnson and Matt Perkins. So now then, by the way, Bolivar will be without their best ball player tonight, Lexi Berry. She is out tonight with a hip flexor is what they've described it as, so she will not be playing tonight. It'll be Ashton Judd, jumping center, against Trinity Williams. As we get ready to get started here, hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. Lady Scissors control the tip. Georgia Osborne will set the offense. Left side to Brunson on the wing, back up to Osborne. Now they'll go back to Brunson on the left side, back to Osborne. Now right side to Ashton Judd on the wing. Down the baseline is Joyner. Joyner gives it back to Osborne on the right wing. Osborne tries to drive, gets it to Brunson. Brunson on the left wing, cross court. It's going to be knocked away, but Osborne will get the basketball. Judd up top. Judd going to drive the lane. Pull-up jumper is good. Lady Scissors are off to a 2-0 lead. And it's Williamson with the basketball, and we've got a foul on Brunson. Blocking foul, her first team foul. Freshmen won their ball game tonight, 49-12. JV won, 48-17. Varsity trying to make it a sweep here tonight at the West Plains Civic Center. Lynn with the basketball on the right side to Hedges. Hedges looking, now goes down into the corner. That'll be Van Duren. And they'll come across the top now to Larimore. Back over to Hedges. Up top to Lynn. Hedges on the right wing. Now down the corner once again. Van Duren inside to go to Williamson. And there's a foul on the Lady Scissors underneath. Let's see who they call it on. And Ashton Judd just picked up her first foul. Second team foul on Lady Scissors. So Bolivar will throw in under the basket. Williamson, and she traveled with the basketball, they said. Turnover, it'll be Lady Scissor basketball. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter, and Lady Scissors lead it 2-0. Osborne will bring it up the floor. Right side to Brunson on the wing. Brunson goes up top now. Ashton Judd down in the corner is Osborne on the right side. Shot no good. And Brunson runs down the loose basketball. She'll shoot from the free throw line. It's good. Brunson's got her first basket. Lady Scissors up 4-0. Here comes that full court pressure now by Lady Scissors. Drew Harris got a hand on the ball and couldn't save it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar ball. So they'll try it again here. It'll be Lynn with the basketball. Gives it to Hedges, back to Lynn. And Drew Harris knocks it away again, and this time, timeout called by Bolivar. 5:56 to go, first quarter. Lady Scissors lead it 4-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening. Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9, the train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains Civic Center. Lady Scissors lead at 4-0 here, 5:56 to go first quarter. Bolivar with the basketball, they'll inbound from the side. Hedges gives it to Lynn. Lynn now. Gives it up to Williamson. Williamson, she'll bring it up the side, up the floor, and George Osborne's going to knock it out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball. And now Hedges will inbound from the side once again. Gives it to Lynn. Back to Hedges. They'll set the offense now. Lynn up top. And Hedges on the right wing. And just looking down into the corner, Williamson on the right side. They'll go cross court. That one passes to Larimore on the left wing. Up top is Lynn. Hedges now on the right side. Down in the corner is Williamson again from the right side. Cross court to Lynn. Down on the baseline is Larimore. Shot no good. Judge with the rebound for the Lady Scissors. Osborne will bring it up across the timeline. He'll set the offense. Brunson on the right wing. Dribbles up top. Looking. Gives it up to Ashton Judd up top now. Judd thought about the three. Said nope. Now we got a blocking foul on Bolivar. See who they call that one on. I believe that one's going against Vanderin. And that's her first team foul on Bolivar. Lady Scissors will inbound it underneath. Judd to throw it in. And she'll get it to Joyner, and Joyner has the shot blocked, but foul called. That one's going against Williamson. That'll be her first, and that will be the second team foul on Bolivar. And Alyssa Joyner, the 6-foot freshman for the Lady Scissors, will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and she makes the first one. So she's got her first point of the ball game. Second free throw coming up, and it's good. Lady Scissors lead it 6-0. 4:55 to go first quarter. And it's Hedges with the basketball. Full court pressure by the Lady Scissors. Lynn gets it across the timeline, and Brunson knocks it out of bounds. So now, Lynn up top to set the offense for Bolivar. Back to Hedges. Down the right corner is Williamson. Cross court to go Larimore. Back up top to Lynn. Hedges on the right side, down the corner again to Williamson, who will put the shot up, no good. And Ashton Judd comes away with the rebound. Osborne to bring it up for Lady Scissors. She'll go to the left side. And Judd up top now. Ashton Judd down the lane, shot up and good. Ashton Judd's got her fourth point of the night. Lady Scissors lead it 8-0. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Lynn with the basketball. Vanderin shot up, no good. Loose ball picked up by Georgia Osborne. Lady Scissors will bring it up the floor. Osborne on the right side. Judd up top. She's going to try the three. It's good. Ashton Judd hits the Community First Banking Company West Plains Mountain Grove three-pointer, and Bolivar wants a timeout. 3:44 to go here in the first quarter. And it's 11-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Scissors. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Scissor fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains Civic Center. Bolivar with the basketball. Williamson shoots from the right wing. It is no good. Brunson with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor for the Lady Scissors. Brunson and tried to get it to Joyner. And it was tipped away. Joyner tried to save it, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball. So Williamson gives it back to Hedges. Lady Scissors with that full court pressure again. Now it's Lynn. Lynn, and it's going to be knocked away by Osborne right into the hands of Williamson, who will bring it down. And we've got a foul on the Lady Scissors. And that's going to be Joyner's first foul, 13 foul on Lady Scissors, and Bolivar will inbound under the basket. Hedges to throw it in. And she's going to give it to Williamson in the lane, and there's a foul on Joyner. That'll be Joyner's second foul. And so that's going to be the fourth team foul. Williamson goes to free throw line to shoot two, and the first one's no good. Jade Berry's going to have to come in as Alyssa Joyner picks up her second foul. So Berry comes in and plays the joiner, and the second free throw from Williamson is good. Bolivar finally gets on the scoreboard. It's 11-1. Lady Scissors with the lead. Osborne, left side to Berry on the wing. Up top to Zoe Williamson. Or Zoe Williams in the ball game. Judd has it knocked away and diving after the basketball. Judd has it and finally gets it back to Williams. And Brunson with it gives it to Judd. Judd up top. Now she kicks it out. Brunson's going to try the three, and it's good. Mackenzie Brunson with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Scissors lead it 14-1, 2:32 to go first quarter. Hedges with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Now she goes to Williamson at half court. And there's an offensive foul on Williamson. That's two on Williamson, and that is the third foul, team foul, on Bolivar. So coming into the ball game now will be Batten, Sydney Batten. And Williamson's going to have to come out with the two fouls. So now Osborne, Georgia Osborne up top, setting the offense. Brunson on the right wing. She'll back up, shoot it again, partially blocked. Jay Berry tried to run down the basketball. It'll go out of bounds. And Bolivar will get it with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Ladies, there's a lead is 13. Hedges to throw it in. Gives it to Batten. Batten with the basketball. And Batten, it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Brunson. It'll be Bolivar ball at half court. Hedges to throw it in. Batten with the basketball. Now back to Hedges. Almost threw it away. Lynn with it now. Back to Hedges. They'll go over to Batten on the right side, down into the corner. That will be Larimore. Back up to Hedges. Cross court to Batten. Around the horn they go. Left side. Back up top to Hedges. Batten on the right side. Batten's going to give it back to Van Deren. Hedges up top to Lynn. Lynn trying to drive. Loose basketball picked up by Ashton Judd. Here come the Lady Scissors running. Mackenzie Brunson scores on the pass from Judd. It's 16-1. Lady Scissors with the lead. 1:22 to go first quarter. Lynn with the basketball. And it's on the floor now. Picked up by Lynn, and that's a 10 count. And Lady Scissors will get the ball, turnover. And coming into the ball game now will be Roten. Van Deren comes out. Roten comes in. Roten is a 5'10 junior. So Judd will throw it in under the Scissor basket and goes to Brunson inside. She'll turn, shot up, no good. Judd fighting for the rebound back up, and she's going to be fouled by Roten. And that should be the first foul on Roten. And that will be the fourth team foul on Bolivar. Ashton Judd to the free throw line to shoot two. She misses the first one. Minute six to go, first quarter. It's 16-1. Lady Scissors with the lead. And second free throw is good by Ashton Judd. So Judd now has 8 points in the ball game. Lynn with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. And it's going to be, almost Osborne saved it, but right into the hands of Lynn. Bolivar with the basketball. Lynn up top. Hedges on the left wing. Three is no good. And battling for the rebound, it's going to be Bolivar basketball off the fingertips of Brunson. No, it's going to be Liddy Scissor basketball. Okay. Osborne will bring it up with 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Scissors up by 16. Osborne to Judd. They'll go backdoor layup to Brunson. Beautiful bounce pass by Judd to the cutting Brunson. And the Lady Scissor lead is 19-1. And this time, Batten brings up Larimore. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Scissor basketball. Drew Harris getting ready to check in. And George Osborne going to get a break with 20 seconds to go first quarter. Brunson will bring the ball up now with Osborne getting a breather. McKenzie across the timeline with 12 seconds to go here. Down to 9 now. We got a blocking foul on Bolivar. And the blocking foul's on Batten. That'll be her first. 15 foul. 8 seconds to go and a half. Judd will throw it in from the side. Gives it to Brunson up top. Brunson looking. Judd with it now. Back to Brunson. Brunson will shoot from the free throw line. It's no good. At the end of one, Lady Zizzers lead it 19-1 over Bolivar. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
For this. Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains Civic Center as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And the Lady Zizzers lead it 19-1 over the Bolivar Lady Liberators. Lynn with the basketball. Bolivar will get it to start the second quarter. Lynn up top. Right side to Batten on the wing. Batten back to Lynn up top. And Lynn looking around. Finally, she'll go to Graves, who's in the ballgame. Williamson is back in. Cross court to Batten on the right wing. Batten dribbles. Almost stolen away by Brunson. Graves with it. Kicks it out. Batten's going to fire the three. It's no good, but Williamson inside, and she's going to get fouled. So Williamson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Ashton Judd just picked up her second foul of the ball game. So Williamson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is no good. Osborne check in. And Judd will have a seat. Second free throw from Williamson coming up. And it is no good. Brunson with the rebound. No, Jake Berry with the rebound. Gives it up to Brunson. And the Lady Zizzers will bring it up the floor. Right side to Osborne. Drew Harris. Now it's Williams on the right side. Berry around the horn. William or Brunson in the lane. Brunson puts the shot up, and it goes. Kenzie Brunson's got 11 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 20. Williamson gives it up to Batten. Batten will bring it up the floor. And Brunson almost stole it, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball on the side. And Lynn's going to have a seat now. And into the ball game will be Graves. Or, no, not Graves, but let's see. Lanier. Williamson on the left wing. Cross court to Batten, who will drive the baseline. Loose ball inside. Finally, it's stolen away by George Osborne. Osborne will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. Georgia Osborne, she's going to try the three. It is no good. Bolivar comes down with the rebound. Williamson with it. And Williamson will bring it across the timeline. Cross court. And she'll give it to Larimer. Batten around the horn. Officials in my way. Hang on, folks. And shot is up, and the three-pointer is good by Larimer for Bolivar. Osborne coming back up with the basketball for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it to Harris on the left wing. Williams up top. Berry, she's going to try from the wing. It's good for three. Jay Berry hits the she'll hit the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And it's 24-4, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And it's stolen away. Here comes Mackenzie Brunson, gives it up to Williams. Williams on the basket. Zoe Williams has her first points of the night. Bolivar with a basketball. Williamson with it, bringing it up. Still gets stopped. Over to Batten, who will bring it across the timeline. And it's going to be stolen away by Jade Berry. Brunson with the basketball. Up the floor, they'll give it to Williams. Williams inside. Brunson, it's good. Lady Zizzers are rolling now, 28-4. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Bolivar with the basketball, 5 minutes to go first half. Batten with it. Batten. Now she'll whoop. Zoe Williams steals that pass. Williams is going to be fouled by Williamson. And that will be Williamson's third foul in the ball game. And that is the 16th foul on Bolivar. So one more foul on Bolivar. Lady Zizzers can shoot free throws, and we're going to have a bunch of substitutions coming in just a little bit. And Zoe Williams shooting the first free throw, and that one's good. So now Joyner comes in. Judd's going to come in for Williams. Berry comes out. And so if Williams can make this free throw, then Ashton Judd will check in the ball game. And she does. Zoe Williams with a free throw. Now Judd will come in, and Williams would have a seat. Lady Zizzers lead 29-4. Lady Zizzers have Judd, Harris, Brunson, Osborne, and Joyner in the ball game. And Judd steals the pass. Inside, it's Brunson once again. She scores. And Mackenzie Brunson now with 15 into the ball game. 15 points to lead the way. Lynn will bring it up. Gives it to Hedges on the left side. Back up top to Lynn. Right side to Larimer. Cross court to Hedges now on the right side. And Judd deflects the pass once again. Picked up by Drew Harris. Here comes Brunson up the floor with the basketball. She's going, and she gets fouled. And Larimer is going to pick up her first foul, and that's a 17 foul. So now the Lady Zizzers will shoot free throws for the rest of the first half, which is 4 minutes and 7 seconds. Mackenzie Brunson to the free throw line to shoot two. This one is good for Mackenzie. And now Mary Claire Gaughan going to check in, and Drew Harris will get a breather for Lady Zizzers. And second free throw is good by Brunson. 33-4, Lady Zizzers with the lead, 4 minutes to go. Coach Ben Glasgow of the Bolivar Liberators, not happy with the officiating. He had a few words to say to him here in the first half. Hedges with the basketball, gives it to Lynn out top. Lynn, left side to Batten. Back up to Lynn. They'll go around the other side to Larimer. Down into the corner, that'll be Larimore. And Larimore's going to throw it back court. So Williamson will check back in. And let's see. Lariner will have a seat. I believe it's Larimer. I'm going to screw that name up all night long. Brunson with the basketball. Inside Joyner. Shot's going to be blocked. Gone with it. Osborne fires the long three, and it's good. Georgia Osborne with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove is their three-pointer. Her first point of the night. 36-4. Lady Zizzers lead it. Lynn, right side to Larimore. They'll bring it around to Lynn now. And down into the corner is Vanderen. Back to Lynn, up top to Batten. They'll go to Williamson, kicks it back out. Now batting. Lynn on the left wing. Shot up. No good. Williamson on the rebound. And another foul on the Lady Zizzers. And I believe this is the list of Joyner. It is. And Joyner just picked up her third foul. And that will be the 16th foul on the Lady Zizzers. So one more, and Bolivar gets to shoot free throw. Williamson hits the free throw, her second point of the night. Barry's going to check in. Kaylee Dixon's going to check in. And Osborne's going to come out, and Joyner's going to come out. 36-5, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And Williamson hits the second free throw. So it's 36-6. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Brunson brings it up. Right side to Dixon on the wing. Kaylee Dixon now to Gaughan. He'll go Judd up top. Ashton Judd looking. Now she'll go Brunson on the baseline. Brunson's going to drive, kicks it in. Jade Berry hits the basket. Berry's got 5 in the ball game. 2:20 to go first half. Lady Zizzers up by 32. Batting on the right side to Lynn. Lynn will give it up to, well, that one's coming out of bounds. almost picked up there by Mr. Matt Perkins, but his arms wasn't long enough. Coach on the bench. Zoe Williams is back in the ball game. Williams gives it to Brunson. Dixon now gives it back to Williams up top. Zoe looking, gives it over to Mary Claire Gaughan in the ball game. Up top to Brunson. Brunson trying to drive, kicks it out. Shot from the right side, no good. Gaughan with the rebound. Got a jump ball. It's going to go to the Lady Zizzers. So Williams will throw it in. Nope, it's going to be Brunson to throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. A minute 51 to go here in the first half. Dixon up top. Brunson down in the corner will shoot the long three. It's no good. And let's see, the rebound comes down to Vanderen. And here comes Bolivar up the floor. Larimore, shot no good. Rebound, Barry for the Lady Zizzers. Mary Claire Gaughan going to bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. Gaughan trying to go and does to Dixon, and Kaylee Dixon scores on a good pass from Gaughan. Dixon's got her first points of the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 34. Minute 18 to go, first half. Lynn with the basketball. Around the horn they go. Batten, they tried to go inside. Loose ball picked up by Lynn. Shot is going to be good by Larimore. She hits her first three-pointer of the ball game. Gaughan brings it up. Under a minute to go, first half for the Lady Zizzers. That's Barry on the left wing. Brunson up top. Brunson with it. Back to Dixon. Dixon's going to fire from top of the key. She hits the three. Kaylee Dixon with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's 43-9, 38 seconds to go, first half. Lynn with the basketball down in the corner, and Vanderen's shot is no good. And Brunson will get the rebound. She's going the other way, has it knocked away, but she picks up the loose basketball. Up top is Dixon. Around the horn, Barry now on the left wing. Brunson up top, 16 seconds to go. So now, Lady Zizzers looking to play for the last shot. Brunson on the left wing, down to 7 seconds. Brunson gets it to Gaughan, who will shoot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. That's the end of the first half of play. It's the Lady Zizzers 43. And the Bolivar Lady Liberators, 9. We'll take a break. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains Civic Center. Lady Scissors lead Bolivar by the score of 43-9 here at the half. It is the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. For the Lady Scissors, they are being led tonight by Mackenzie Brunson with 17 points. Ashton Judd has 8. 3 points for Georgia Osborne. 2 points for Alyssa Joyner. 3 points for Zoe Williams, 5 points for Kaylee Dixon, and 5 points for Jay Berry. Alyssa Joyner has 3 fouls in the first half, 2 fouls on Judd, and 1 foul on Brunson. For Bolivar, they are being led. 3 points for Williamson, 3 points for Larimore, 3 for Larimer. And that is the scoring so far for Bolivar here in the first half. And Williamson has picked up 3 fouls here in the first half for Bolivar. And Vanderen, also Batten, Larimer, and Roten all have 1 foul apiece. So Lady Scissors led it 19-1 at the end of one, and they lead it here at the half 43-9. Once again, it's the Lady Scissors with that defensive pressure. They're getting turnovers, causing turnovers and picking up turnovers. As they are picking up bad passes, they're jumping in the passing lane, they're stealing the basketball, and then also when they get the rebound, they're off and running to the other end, and so far they're doing a good passing job on the offensive end to get the ball to the open cutters that are headed for the basket, and the Lady Scissors lead it right now, 43-9 over the Bolivar Lady Liberators. We'll come back in just a little bit with more of your Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. You're listening to Ladies Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared. When freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages, Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
As the temperature cools, it's a good time to bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service to make sure that all fluids are clean and topped off. Always be sure to keep up with your vehicle's preventive maintenance. It will save you money in the long run. Talk about saving money. Right now, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of Goodyear tires. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
Great gifts and great savings are at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Save $80 on the Nebo Slide King Emergency Prep Kit that includes solar panel, power bank, two flashlights, and a rechargeable plasma lighter, all for just $99.99. Plus Nebo lights and True Utility knives for 10% off. Spend $25 or more on Nebo products and get a free Nebo gift. Get them while supplies last at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply are more than up on store.
Simmons.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains Civic Center. Lady Zizzers lead at 43-9 over the Bolivar Lady Liberators here at the half. The heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Toyota and the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics and Mountain Home in West Plains. Simmons Bank of West Plains, Hirschfeed Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, West Plains, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, are the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, our boosters for the ball game tonight, Bless Your Heart Boutique in West Plains and Alton, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. That's the folks bringing you Lady Zizzer basketball here this evening. And once again, in case you missed it earlier, the West Plains Zizzer boys, they lost to Joplin in the first round of the Carthage ball tournament. West Plains lost that ball game 64-36. They will play Leavenworth, Kansas tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll have that game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. All right. Hope you've enjoyed the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show as we get ready to start the third quarter of play here. And both teams out of the locker room at the half. See if Bolivar made any suggestions or improvements, I guess you could say. Adjustments, we'll put it that way. There we go. As the Lady Zizzers, pretty much they just had their way with Bolivar here in the first half. So, Bolivar will get the basketball to start the third quarter here. Lady Zizzers will have their starting lineup on the floor. Judd, Osborne, Joyner, Harris, and Brunson. Here we go. Larimore gives it up top to Lynn, over to Hedges on the side. Cross court to Larimore. Now it's back up to Lynn, over to Hedges. Down in the corner That is Vandren to Williamson. Lady Scissors got a hand on the ball, but Bolivar gets it back. Edges with the basketball. Lynn around the horn to Larimore. Larimore back to Lynn. Lady Scissors guarding that post area really good. Bolivar passing the ball back and forth out on the perimeter. Larimore down the corner is Vandren. Back up to Larimore on the right wing. Now it hedges over to Lynn on the left wing. Williamson at the free throw line, and we've got a foul. And if that's on Joyner, that'll be her fourth, but it's not. That's going to be Osborne's first foul, first team foul here in the second half. So Bolivar will inbound the basketball. Hedges will throw it in. Up top to Lynn. Lynn will go left side to Vandren. Vandren cross court, almost threw it away. Hedges saved it, though. Down in the corner is Larimore. Back to Hedges on the right wing. Back in the right corner to Larimore. Back to Hedges on the right wing. Up top to Lynn. They'll swing it around to Vandren. And just knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball. 6:49 to go third quarter. And it's 43-9. Lady Scissors with the lead. And cross court. And Vandren with it down the right corner. Now it's cross court to Hedges. They'll go to Larimore down in the left corner. Back up top to Hedges. Lynn on the side. She's going to shoot the three. It is no good. And Judd couldn't come up with a rebound. And Osborne now knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Bolivar ball. So Hedges will throw it in to Lynn. Lynn will come over to Williamson, down to Vandren in the right corner. Back to Williamson on the right wing. Left baseline corner is Larimore. Williamson almost lost it. Now it's going to be a shot put up and in by Hedges. Hedges hits the three-pointer. That's her first points of the ball game. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Scissors up by 31. Judd on the left wing. Judd, all the way over. Brunson's going to fire from the right side. It's good. Mackenzie Brunson with a Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. She's got 20 points here in the ball game so far. And that is Brunson's second three-pointer of the night. Larimore goes inside to Williamson. She'll put the little half hook up here. No good. Judd with the rebound. And Osborne going to bring it up the floor. For the Lady Scissors, she'll set the offense, and she'll go left side Brunson. Brunson up top, gives it to Judd. Judd back to Osborne, little weave action going on. Brunson with it now, top of the key. Back to Osborne up top. And now it's back to Brunson. Brunson gives it back to Judd. Back to Osborne. You know, if they were doing, like, some fancy stuff, it'd be Harlem Globetrotter style, but Brunson misses on the jumper inside. It's going to be Lady Scissor basketball, knocked out by Bolivar. Judd to throw it in. It's going to go in the paint to Joyner. Joyner scores her fourth point of the ball game. It's a 48-12 lead for the Lady Scissors. Hedges with the basketball. Gives it back to Lynn up top. They'll go down the corner out of bounds to Larimore. Once again, a turnover, and Lady Scissors will get the basketball. Osborne to bring it up. And here we go. Joyner on the right side. Up top to Harris. Harris back to Osborne on the right wing. Up top to Judd. Judd's going to shoot the three. It's good. Ashton Judd with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. She's got 11 in the ball game. And it's a 51-12 lead. Lynn up top. Hedges on the right wing. Shoots another three. It's no good. Joyner comes out of the pack with a basketball. Gives it up to Osborne, and here we go. Osborne bringing it up. Right side, it'll be Harris. Up top, Brunson. Brunson with it. Dribbles to the right side. Looking. Gives it to Judd now. Judd. Inside, Brunson missed the shot, and Williamson with it. She'll bring it up the floor for Bolivar. Williamson's going to fire the long three, no good. Harris with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers, and Brunson will bring it up the floor. The Lady Zizzers pushing the ball now. Left side, it'll be Judd. Judd around to the free throw line. Jumper is good. Ashton Judd now with 5 points in the second half. She had 8 in the first half. She's got 13 in the ball game. Bolivar wants a timeout. 3:27 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 53-12. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Get all your Christmas shopping done at Hirschfeld and Farm Supply in West Plains. Save big on all kinds of toys, from advent calendars, complete with toys, to ride-on tractors. Plus, lots of fun stocking stuffers are in stock, too. There's also many in-store specials. See their Facebook page for all the savings. Hirschfeld and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Yeah.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains Civic Center. Bolivar will have the basketball on the side. 3:27 to go, third quarter. And Patton into the ball game. Or I should say Batten. There we go. So Batten up top, Hedges on the left wing. And cross court to Larimer into the ball game, and Brunson trying to steal the basketball. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Bolivar basketball. Brunson in there along with Williams trying to steal it down there. Jade Berry and Zoe Williams along with Claire, Mary Claire Gaughan have checked into the ball game. And Judd comes away with the basketball on the rebound. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Brunson coming right down the lane, and she's going to be fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And they're going to call that one on Batten. That'll be Batten's second foul on Bolivar. And I believe that'll be the second team foul on Bolivar. And Brunson to shoot two. And she makes the first one. Brunson's got 21 points in the ball game. And it is a 42-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And she hits the second one. Make it a 43-point lead. With 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Batten will bring it up the bring the ball up. Hedges down into the corner they go. That's Roten back in the ball game. Now Batten, they'll go to the left side. Roten down on the corner now. Williamson in the paint. Turnaround jumper is good. Williamson has 5, and here come the Lady Zizzers again. Brunson right side to Gaughan. Gaughan up top to Judd. Judd looking to drive, and it's going to be blocked by Williamson. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball underneath. With 2:20 to go here. Hedges are going to come out of the ball game, and Graves will come in. Judd will throw the basketball in under the basket. And they're going to get it to Williams. Williams missed the shot. Williamson with the rebound. We're going to go the other way. Bolivar with the basketball. 2:10 to go, third quarter. And it will be Larimer with the basketball to Batten. Now back over to Larimer. Up top to Batten. Batten's going to kick it out. It'll be Larimer. Now back to Batten. Now it's give to Graves. Judd. Blocked the pass right back into Graves' hands. Larimer with the basketball. Williamson going to shoot another three, and it is no good. Judd coming away. Well, she had the rebound. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. And the foul is going to be on Roten. That'll be her second. So, Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Gaughan will bring it up. Minute 35 to go here in the third quarter. So, it looks like we're going to have a turbo clock in the fourth quarter. Brunson on the right wing. Down in the right corner is Berry. Gaughan up top. Thought about the three. She'll move in the lane. Shot up. No good. And Roten comes away with the rebound. Gives it up to Larimer. She'll bring it up the floor. batting with it now. That'll be Graves. On the right side, Larimer. Down in the corner is Williamson. Cross court they go to Graves on the left side. Williamson free throw line, kicks it out, and the three-pointer is no good. And rebound is gone, and gone's going to be fouled. And that foul is going to go on Batten. That's her third. Brunson's going to come out of the ball game as Kaylee Dixon comes in. Brunson tonight, 22 points. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Gone up top for the Lady Zizzers. Right side to Dixon on the wing. Dixon going inside to Judd. Judd fakes. Shot up off the glass and good. Ashton Judd's got 15 in the ball game, I do believe, if I've counted it right. 27 seconds. Lady Zizzers up 57-14. Long three is no good. Inside Roten. Shot no good. It's going to be saved inbounds by Barry. And Judd with the basketball up the floor. And Batten is, Batten's going to steal the basketball. Lady Zizzers had two players breaking for the basket, but Judd didn't get enough on the pass. Shot is up. No good. At the end of three, Lady Zizzers lead it 57-14. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains Civic Center. Lady Scissor is starting the fourth quarter. We'll get the basketball. Osborne, Barry, Joyner, Harris, and Dixon into the lineup for Lady Scissors. Turbo clock is on. Lady Scissors with the 43-point lead here. And that pass is going to go over the head of Joyner. Out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Scissors. Bolivar will have it. And it'll be Lynn up top. Batting on the, or Larimore back to Lynn. Hedges back to Lynn. Back to Hedges on the right side. And Williamson goes cross court to Larimore. Almost over her head out of bounds. Lynn with it. Hedges back to Lynn. And the ball's going to go off the foot. Van Deren into Williamson in the paint. Shot up, and we've got a foul on the Lady Scissors. Let's see who it's on. That'll be Osborne. That's her second. And that'll be the second team foul on Lady Scissors here in the second half. Hedges to throw it in under the basket. Williamson inside. No good. Van Deren missed it. And Kaylee Dixon comes out of the pack with the basketball. It's going to be knocked away, but picked up by Barry. Gives it to Osborne. Osborne inside, Joyner. Shot is up and good. Joyner's got her sixth point in the ball game. 59-14. Lady Scissors with the lead. 6.5 to go in the game. Hedges down the corner to Van Deren. And it's knocked out of bounds by Jade Barry. It'll be Bolivar basketball underneath. Clock continues to run with the turbo clock. Anytime in the fourth quarter, it's 30 points or more of the lead. The turbo clock runs, and it doesn't stop unless there's a timeout. Bolivar missed the shot, gets the rebound, and it'll be, Larimore up top to Lynn. Hedges on the right side. Van Deren again. Cross court they'll go. Larimore's shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Drew Harris. Osborne will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. She'll set the offense. Left side to Harris. Up top to Joyner. Dixon on the left wing. Inside, Jade Berry shot up. No good. Had some contact there, but no foul call. Williamson will bring it up the floor. Oliver with the basketball down in the corner is Van Deren again. Cross court will be Hedges. They go inside to Williamson. Shot is up, and they're going to call a foul. So Williamson going the line, shoot two. And Joyner just picked up her fourth foul. There was more contact on the other end when Berry shot that one that they didn't call a foul. Oh, they're going to call that one on Berry, so it'll be Berry's first foul. So Joyner will still have three fouls. And free throw's good by Williamson. That's her sixth point of the ball game. Drew Harris with the basketball. Joyner down on the block. Loose basketball picked up by Bolivar. Picked up back by Berry, and now there's a foul. And that one's going to be called on Lynn of Bolivar. That's her first. 14th foul on Bolivar. Clock still running with 4:10 to go here in the ball game. Osborne up top, left side to Harris. Back to Dixon up top. Dixon down the lane, and it's good. Kaylee Dixon has 7 in the ball game. Taking a look now. Hedges with the basketball over to Larimore. Down the corner is Van Deren. Ball goes out of bounds. Big Bolivar ball underneath. It's 61-15. Osborne's coming out. Harris is coming out. And that's it. So Williams is into the ball game. And Gaughan is into the ball game. Now it's Lynn up top. They'll go back door to Williamson, and she's going to get fouled by Berry. That'll be 2 on Berry, 14 foul on Lady Zizzers. And that'll put Williamson at the free throw line to shoot 2. 3:10 to go in the ball game. Clock still running. And Williamson scores first free throw. And coming in the ball game in just a moment for the Lady Zizzers, it's going to be Emily Dawson, the freshman. Kaylee Dixon going to have a seat. So Emily Dawson gets her first varsity action this season. Williamson hits the free throw. She's now got 8 in the ball game. It's 61-17. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Gaughan will bring it up the floor. Right side to Williams. Williams will go up top to Berry. Now Dawson on the left wing up top to Joyner. Gaughan's going to shoot, no good, and the rebound comes down to Williamson. She'll bring it up the floor for Bolivar with 2:20 to go in the game. Down to Roten in the right corner, up top they go to Batten. Williamson's going to shoot a long three. It's off the glass and good. Now it's 61-20, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Gaughan gives it to Williams on the left wing, and she traveled with a basketball. Clock still running with a minute 55 to go. And Lynn's going to come out. And let's see, Larimer comes in. Kaylee Dixon's going to come back in. Jade Berry is going to get a seat. Minute 40 to go in the ball game. Bolivar will inbound. Batten will bring it up. Batten will bring it up. Cross court to Larimer. Roten down the corner. They go inside. And shot going to be blocked, but we got a foul. It's probably going to go against Joyner, I believe. And it is. So Joyner picks up her fourth foul of ball game. And Williamson scores on the free throw. Clock Clock still running. 53 seconds to go in the game. Williamson's second free throw is no good. And gone. Runs down the loose basketball. Here come the Lady Zizzers. Across the timeline. Left side to Dawson. Dawson with it. Gives it up to Joyner. Went right off the hands of Joyner out of bounds. Joyner's just not having a very good ball game tonight. 27 seconds. Lady Zizzers are going to go 6-0 on the season. Bolivar will drop to 4-2 on the season. Bolivar with the basketball. And Roten down the corner. Larimer now. Shot's going to be blocked by Kaylee Dixon. They're going to call the foul on Dixon. Natalie Dixon's first foul. And that will pretty much be the ball game as Larimer is going to the free throw line. They stopped the clock with 2 seconds so she can shoot the free throws. She missed the first one. And we're waiting on the second one. Official had to run down the basketball. And missed the second one. Oh, they said she was shooting a three-pointer, so now it'll be another free throw. And it's good. So Larimer gets a point here. And Lady Zizzers will throw it in, and that's your ball game. Lady Zizzers win it 61-22 over the Bolivar Lady Liberators. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 60 seconds with your Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Hot summer days weaken your car's battery. When temperatures drop, your vehicle requires more power to start, causing a weak battery to fail without warning. Don't risk getting stranded. Bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service and have your battery tested. Also have your tire pressure checked. They can lose pressure when temperatures drop. Speaking of tires, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains Civic Center. It is the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. Lady Zizzers win it 61-22 over the Bolivar Lady Liberators. Mackenzie Brunson, the senior, led the way for Lady Zizzers with 22 points. Ashton Judd, the junior, had 15 in the ball game. 3 points for Georgia Osborne. 6 points for Alyssa Joyner, 3 points for Zoe Williams, 7 points for Kaylee Dixon, and 5 points for Jade Berry. For Bolivar, they were led by Williamson with 12, 3 points for Hedges, 3 points for Larimore, 4 points for Larimer. And Lady Zizzers led it by the score of 19-1 at the end of one. They led at the half 43-9. They led at the end of three 54-14. And they win it with the turbo clock tonight, 61-22 over Bolivar. Lady Zizzers go to 6-0 on the season. Bolivar will drop to 4-2. Lady Zizzers did it with defense, a lot of defensive pressure. And then when they got Bolivar in the half court, Lady Zizzers were jumping into passing lanes and stealing some basketballs. Going the other way, Lady Zizzers come away with points on the offensive end. So another good effort for the Lady Zizzers tonight. 61-22 is your final, Lady Zizzers with the win. Freshman won earlier, 49-12, and the JV also won by West Plains, 48-17. All right, we'll take a break on your Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. When we come back, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains Player of the Game. in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-through. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-through window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains Civic Center, the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains postgame show. It's time for the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains Player of the Game. And it'll be Mackenzie Brunson tonight. Mackenzie led the way with 22 points. Ashton Judd with 15. They will be our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains Players of the Game. Lady Zizzers win it 61-22. Once again, the Zizzer boys lost their first-round ball game to Joplin in the Carthage tournament, lost 64-36. And the boys will play at 4 p.m. tomorrow against Leavenworth, Kansas. We'll have that game for you right here on the radio. That's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. All right. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Hard the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, West Plains, Agri Plumbing of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank in West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Zizzer Zone and Toyota of West Plains. Your boosters tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains. Carter Funeral Home, West Plains is there, and Bless Your Heart Boutique of West Plains and Alton. 61-22, Lady Zizzers win it. They go to 6-0. On the season. I want to thank D. Ryan back at the studio for doing another fine job this evening. And I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.